From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Democrats are bracing for losses in today's midterm elections, but leaders of the two parties differ on how sweeping those losses might be. Democratic National Committee Chairman Tim Kaine acknowledges his party faces an uphill battle in its effort to retain control of the House.
The House is tough, but what most folks don't factor in is there are Republican seats that we're going to win.
But Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour, chairman of the Republican Governors Association, says he's confident about GOP prospects in the House.
I'll be surprised if Republicans don't win a majority in the House. I think it is not as likely Republicans will win a majority in the Senate, though it's still possible.
Possible, but NPR's David Wellness says Republicans would have to pull off a sweep of sorts to do it.
Republicans are defending 18 Senate seats today, and the Democrats 19. But with the possible exception of Alaska, the GOP is not expected to lose any ground. To take control of the Senate, it needs to pick up 10 seats held by Democrats. The GOP's biggest trophy would be winning the Senate race in Nevada, where Majority Leader Harry Reid is facing an unexpectedly strong challenge from Republican Sharon Angle. David Wall, NPR News, the Capitol.
A record 37 governorships are at stake today. One of the most hotly contested races is in Oregon. Chris Lehman of Northwest Network News says voters there are deciding whether to return a former governor to office.
Democrat John Kitzhaber served two terms as governor before term limits forced him out in 2002. Now, he's trying to become the first ever former governor to return to office in Oregon. He faces Republican Chris Dudley, a former NBA basketball player who's never run for office before. Portland pollster Tim Hibbett says it's been a close race and will hinge on last-minute undecided voters.
I think they are wrestling with this decision, desirous of change, but not sure about which candidate can bring it about.
Oregon hasn't elected a Republican as governor since 1982. For NPR News, I'm Chris Lehman in Salem, Oregon.
A Navy amphibious warship is headed to Haiti to provide help if that nation is hit by a tropical storm, which is headed for the island later this week. Forecaster Richard Pash at the National Hurricane Center says the storm presents a threat to Haiti even if it doesn't regain hurricane strength.
This thing could produce some very heavy rains, and we can hope that it'll pass over the country fast enough, if indeed it does track over them.
An estimated 1.3 million earthquake survivors in Haiti are still living in tent camps. UN spokeswoman Elizabeth Beers says they would be especially vulnerable to the storm.
Wind and rains can be a major disaster for those people living under tents or plastic sheeting.
Beers says relief groups are running short of supplies, such as tarps, soap, and hygiene kits for people in Haiti. Wall Street, the Dow is up 63 points at this hour, and the Nasdaq Composite is up 18. This is NPR News from Washington. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today in a case involving a California law banning the sale of violent video games to minors. California State Senator Leland Yee, who sponsored the law, insists the measure does not impinge on free speech rights. It just gives parents some say in what games their children play.
If a parent wants to buy this game for a child, they can buy this game and give it to the child.
Lower courts have struck down laws imposing restrictions on the sale of video games. In Russia, a teenage foster child who stowed away in the landing gear area of an aircraft has survived a flight in sub-zero temperatures in Siberia. Jessica Gallagher reports investigators say the boy is being treated for frostbite.
Russian investigators say the 17-year-old foster child crawled into a space above the wheel of a Soviet-built Antonov An-24 turboprop plane on Saturday. They say that the boy stowed away in the aircraft's landing gear at a small Siberian town's airfield after robbing a store nearby. Russian news agencies say he survived the 50-minute flight to the Irkutsk region while wearing only a light coat in temperatures of about 20 degrees below zero. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says welfare recipients there can no longer use state-issued debit cards at medical marijuana shops, tattoo parlors, and other businesses deemed inconsistent with the intent of the program. Back in June, Schwarzenegger barred the use of the cards, known as CalWORKS cards, at casino ATMs after the Los Angeles Times reported the cards were being used to withdraw cash at more than half of the casinos in California. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support